Alright, what's up everybody? This is Marshall, also known as Complex in hip-hop circles, and you are listening to the Escape Artists podcast. How you guys doing, everybody? I'm doing alright. Been working on a lot of things. Actually, I've been kind of taking a break. With getting prepared for the Paint and Pixel Festival and everything the last couple months, and getting books printed up, getting stickers printed up, finishing art for different projects, got a few little illustration jobs, a few commission jobs. You know, it's kind of gotten to be like a little overwhelming, I guess. And you know, now that the Paint and Pixel thing is over, it's kind of weird. You know, I've gotten to a point where I'm kind of feeling a little deflated from time to time. Like, okay, I did all that work, and now it's time to get on to something new. But, you know, sometimes you need a little bit of time to reflect and kind of re-plug in, you know. And that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm kind of back on the upswing though, because I was a little bit down, not knowing what I'm gonna do next, and just, I mean, I have a project that's going on. You know, I want to put out this album next year, and but I noticed myself like trying to be very active and just continue right off of the first convention I did there, to just continue to be active. But I think that was the wrong move, you know, because like I said, I kind of got overwhelmed and a little deflated. So you know, took kind of a break the last couple weeks. Podcasts haven't been coming out quite as regularly, and you know, that's okay, because a lot of this stuff can be time shifted. Once I announce it, that's when people check it out anyways. And to be honest, nobody really, you know, sometimes I wonder, I don't think anybody really noticed that I was gone. Well, not really gone, but just not as active and stuff. And didn't post a podcast like a couple weeks, but that's okay. So what's going on? What are we looking at for the future? Well, it's kind of cool like that this all happened at this time, because you know, once again, we're looking to a new year, getting ready to start up a new year, and that's a good time to start reflecting on this stuff anyways. I always like, you know, the new year's time of year for that. I know it's kind of an artificial beginning point, but that you know, kind of gets scrutinized, because everybody puts these crazy goals. Oh, I'm gonna, you know, be fit this year and lose weight. They put up like a million different goals, and then they, you know, do it for like maybe a month if they're lucky, and then they're back to their old ways. And you know, I've done it too often, but with creative goals and business goals, it's a little different. I've also done that with those kind of goals, but last couple of years I've done a little better, you know. I think on my outset this past year, I wanted to do a new comic. And I can't remember what my goals were, which is probably not great, but I know I achieved some of them, and some other goals that maybe weren't as well defined, so... You know, but I'm looking forward now to a new year. So I like to get like a running start and start out these goals earlier than, you know, the new year. You know, kind of like, yeah, the new year's coming, but now I'm going to start getting prepared for that, so that when the new year does come, I'm hitting the ground running, instead of just like, okay, now we got to prepare, you know, once the new year does hit. And this is all assuming that the world doesn't end in 2012. So, yeah. But, no, I'm just messing around. But, But yeah, so that's that. Probably my main goals for this year, I have two albums I want to put out. I got the Match Made in Human, which I want to put out, and like I said, I've gotten a lot of it written, like the majority of it is written. I want to start recording some of the tracks so I can get an idea, kind of like sketch recordings, get an idea how they're sounding, what I need to start adding and subtracting, and where, you know, if I can record as many tracks as possible, then I can see where we're at with it, see if what I need to add, what I need to, you know, as far as if there needs to be more songs or less or whatever, and if I need to beef up certain parts. You know, it's kind of funny, like, doing this album stuff, like, I don't know, I think I've approached each album differently, and, this one, I'm, for the first time, I have beats already made, and I'm approaching it at the writing stage. That's, like, the biggest thing I'm approaching right at the front, getting as much of that out of the way before I even record anything, which is definitely a different approach. And I think I'm liking that approach, because it can get really overwhelming when you're trying to do a bunch of things at once. So, I'm glad I've gotten as far as I have. I'll probably be putting more updates, hopefully, with that, like maybe posting some lyrics, some maybe acapellas, some recordings, beats, different things, some album art, stuff like that. One thing that I did decide was to not do a Kickstarter for this, or at least not right now. For some reason, I just don't feel like I actually got it all set up and everything, and it's all ready to go. All I have to do is press the trigger button, and bam, I'll have a Kickstarter, because I set it all up and stuff, and made sure all the account stuff was up, and you know, and they said at Kickstarter, they're like, you know, your thing is approved, but you don't have to necessarily launch it right now. You can wait and make sure you got all your ducks in a row before you do it, if you like, and I'm kind of taking that advice, and so I may or may not do a Kickstarter for this project. We'll see, but if I don't, maybe I'll do it for the next project. I don't know. I just don't feel like begging for money right now. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's still not quite done. My video is that I made for it is okay, but it's a little weak because it doesn't show much of the progress because all I've done is written for it. It'd be nice to have an album cover art or something to go along with it. And plus, I have it 100% defined in my, even in my mind, what the final package is going to be. You know, I've toyed around with the idea of making it like a split, like comics slash music thing, and for some reason, like the art part of it, whether it's an illustrated book or a comic or something, it just hasn't, that part of it just hasn't really solidified in my mind. Like it, I can't settle on anything. It just doesn't feel right. It almost feels like this album needs to be primarily a like literally a music album. So, you know, and I think the art side of it maybe will come in doing the animated videos, that, because that makes sense for it. But and I realized this even more when I came up with another idea for another album recently that I'm really starting to get excited about as well, which automatically the vision for it has comic written all over it. You know, it's going to literally be a mix between the two as far as a product. In fact, I'm even thinking of making it just a comic where if you buy the comic, you get, you know, a password to download the album. And that's the only way you can get the album. So that might be a way I go. I'm not sure. But that album will be called, pretty sure I'm going to call it Comzilla. So just kind of a little play on words, you know, instead of Godzilla, it's Comzilla for, you know, complex Godzilla. The reason why I say that is because there's one track that I'm doing. I've already recorded my vocals and stuff, and it came out really awesome. And it was just, you know, one verse, and it's going to be like a collaboration with some other guys. But that song, in that verse, I say something about Comzilla, and I even put like the, you know, in the background, I put the sound effects of like Godzilla roaring or whatever, or screaming or whatever you would call what he does. And it sounds really cool. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just call the album Comzilla. Maybe I'll even play off of that a little more. And it's kind of a cool paradox. Is it a paradox or oxymoron? I don't know what exactly it is. But, you know, the calm and Godzilla, you know, you think of, he's destroying, you know, cities and stuff like that. So you wouldn't think calm at all. But, you know, you could say, like, metaphorically with the music and the hip-hop, you know, I destroy cities with hip-hop, or I destroy MCs with my music, my MCing skills, or whatever, you know. There's always those kind of metaphors when you're MCing and stuff. And I definitely partake in those metaphors heavily. Because I enjoy, you know, that aspect, the kind of battle aspect. Even though I'm not necessarily what one would call a battle rapper, I don't go to clubs and do freestyle battles with people. But that, you know, technique I can't think of words. But that aspect of rhyming and stuff is definitely something I pepper my music with, because it's fun. Kind of look at it as a sport almost, you know, how many like clever metaphors and similes and things can you put in your rhyme to make it sound awesome. So where was I going with that? Oh, so just like the album Comzilla, and what it is through the years I've made a lot of beats. You know, at times I've tried to kind of make some money with selling beats that I've made, and I've tried to give some away I've given a lot away for free. People have my beats on their albums and stuff. It hasn't been lucrative enough to be sustainable income, not yet at least. So I have all these beats that have never been used. Some of them I was saving for myself and then never got around to the projects I was saving them for. Just a lot of awesome beats. Some of them are not the greatest, some of them are awesome. So, you know, I probably have maybe 100 beats or something that I've never really used. And I'd like to get some use out of them, you know. So I decided to, you know, just start recording to some of these beats, start making songs and making albums, hopefully, out of, maybe I can get a couple, two or three albums out of these beats and stuff, since nobody else is using them. So that's what I'm doing, and that's what Comzilla will be. It's gonna be nice, you know, to, like, the Match Made in Human is all Engelbert beats. So I don't have to worry about the beats for that, and then Comzilla is going to be all beats I've already made. So, you know, it's nice to not have to do everything, because the last album I did the album artwork, I did the beats, I did the, you know, most of the lyrics. I mean, I did everything from soup to nuts, like, from A to freaking Z, like, everything for it, and I did the Kickstarter, and it just was like so much work. The only thing I didn't do was master it, and that's something that hopefully I can get somebody good to master these albums as well, because you know, I just want my stuff to sound a little bit better. It already sounds pretty good, but you know, it'd be nice to kind of get that even more professional quality. So that would be about the main thing I'd want to try to drop some money on to get that done. But you know, So that's what I'm thinking. And the idea with Kongzilla is it's going to, like I said, be a comic book, kind of a slice of life kind of comic book, I think. I'm going to create a character that's, you know, again, a mix of myself and Godzilla, but, like, kind of in real, regular life situations. And I don't really know. That's about the extent of what I have dreamed up or whatever. I don't know if there'll be little short stories or if it'll be, like, one big story. But the whole play on it will be kind of like, you know, the idea that it's like this monster or whatever, but he's kind of just chilling out in everyday life. So that's kind of the fun thing about it. And it won't be a serious, like, drama style book. It'll definitely be something more fun, and probably there might be some serious parts in it, but mostly I'm going to play on the fun part of it and just have some fun making a slice of life type of comic. That might have some, it'll probably still have, like, some adventure in it and stuff, because I can't help it. That's the kind of comics I want to make. So, you know, look out for that. I'll probably be doing some concept art soon and all that. So there's that. And then another thing is I actually wrote up a blog this morning before I went to work, talking about that I want to be more of a giver. And I talked about this, you know, earlier in the podcast too, this year. And it's definitely something that's always been a goal of mine. But, you know, things are goals, and then you don't necessarily always take definitive steps to make those things happen all the time, especially if it's something kind of abstract where you want to be more of this kind of person or that kind of person. So I'm planning on making a little bit of a more definitive, take some action to some of this. And, you know, part of it is going to be in the sharing aspect. So it is a little bit, you know, selfish in that way. But at the same time, I think when, you know, if we can share better our art and our music, that's actually a service to the people who like our stuff. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to know about, you know, my favorite artists and stuff, or, you know, even just my fellow artists, like people who, you know, I communicate with more on a peer basis or whatever. You know, I like to be informed of that, and sometimes people put out projects after projects and you don't even know about it. And I'm, you know, I notice this more with music than anything, but, you know, they put out all these projects and then you stumble across their website or something, or a Twitter post or something, and come to find out they've been making all this stuff and you didn't even know, you know, because they didn't reach out to you. And, you know, that's kind of a disservice. You know, I get a little frustrated when people haven't reached out, found a way to reach to me, somebody who loves their stuff, you know. So, but to be fair, I'm also not, you know, reading blogs regularly and stuff on certain things. So, but at the same time, that's not a form of media that I really spend a lot of time taking in. So, you know, they got to find different ways to reach. You know, it used to be simple. You know, it was simple, but not simple, not easy. It was simple in the fact that the way you get music out is you make music videos, you make albums, and most of all, you get signed by a label, you make music and videos and stuff, put them on MTV, BET, whatever, all these music channels. It's broadcasted out to the world. Your CDs, there's all kinds of different media outlets, interviews, things like that on radio stations, all kinds of things you can do. But nowadays, not everybody's not watching the same kind of media or listening to the same kind of media. So now you have to be on all kinds of different platforms. You have to be, you know, on YouTube, you have to be on Twitter, Facebook. It's good to be on TV as well, if you can, if there's any way you can do that. Radio, podcasts, there's so many more ways to get out there. and not, like I said, not everybody's listening to all those different things. If you're like me, you don't have cable, so you're not even going to see the major mainstream broadcast. You don't listen to radio, you're not going to hear that. You know, I don't listen to radio very often, at least not in the genre of stuff that I'm into. Like, and then the stuff I'm into doesn't really reach that market most of the time anyway, so, or those media streams. So, you know, we got to be in a lot of places, and that's when I say giving in that aspect, I want to share my stuff more through a couple new avenues. Right now what I do is Facebook, Twitter, but I've been kind of quiet on Twitter. My blog, Once in a Great While. And, you know, and then I go on DeviantArt and Tumblr and Pinterest too, but, you know, those aren't my main outlets. And that's kind of, oh, and the podcast, obviously, too. And that's about it. So now I got the podcast thing established. I'm doing that pretty regularly, almost every week. So that's kind of a second nature thing to me now, which is awesome that I finally got to that point where, you know, if I miss a week, I feel weird, you know, and I don't want to fall off the wagon with that either. I want to continue to, you know, keep up this podcast for years to come. So I got that kind of under my belt. You know, I want now with that is the thing is beefing that up to make it a little bit even more better and better and better. Help more helpful for people. You know, quality could get better, but, you know, I don't know how far that's going to go because still the best way for me to record is driving in my car and stuff. So, you know, we'll see how that works out. But, you know, so just kind of beefing up the quality and stuff of the things that I already do is one way that I'm going to give and share. And then the other thing is I want to be regular on two more platforms, which one is my blog and the other is the newsletter, the Plex Hop Crew letter, I call it. So that's what my newest blog is about. Basically what's going on is I'm doing a contest starting today, Monday, which I don't think I'll get this podcast up today, but if not today, tomorrow, because I want to get it up quick so that everybody can, you know, participate and all that. So today, you know, this week, ending Friday the 16th of November, will be the last day you can do it. But basically, I want people to sign up for the newsletter, the Plex Hop Crew letter. I'm calling that. And join the crew. I'm going to start putting those out more regularly. And I'm going to have contests, and I'm going to start doing some reviews and things like that of people's comics and all that stuff. You know, it'll be more independent comics most likely. And just whatever else content that I think is helpful or that you guys might enjoy, things on the process of what I'm creating and all that, artwork and hopefully like web comics and things like that. And like I said, contests. I'm going to be doing contests somewhat regularly. I want to get into that because, first of all, I just think it's fun, you know. And second of all, you know, I want one thing that that people neglect often, and I don't see very many comic people doing it. Like, I'm connected to a lot of you guys, and you know, it's not very few people do a newsletter, or if they do it, it's like once in a great while. Well, I've come to find out through doing some research that there's some artists that are making a living because of their newsletter. They put out, some people put out daily newsletters with like a piece of art and a story or something, or just like a couple paragraphs. I'm not trying to do it daily or anything, but, you know, because of that, they drive people to their site or whatever they're selling, but they're also giving people something cool to look at and get into. And you know, so I want to get on top of that. You know, like I said, I don't see comic people doing that very often, and I don't think it's intrusive. I personally like that way. Like, a lot of people don't like to sign up for newsletter lists because, or email lists or whatever, because they think they're going to get spammed and stuff. But, you know, I for some reason, I just don't check RSS feeds very often. There's just no platform where it's easy for me. Maybe if I had, like, a tablet, maybe I'd do it more. I don't know. But it's just not something that, like, I'm subscribed to, like, blogloving.com. That, you know, captures feeds. I've also done, like, Google Feed Reader or whatever that one is. I've done that before. And I just don't, you know, I check it kind of every day, but I don't really look into it. For some reason, blogs and feeds like that, it's not a good way for me. But if it comes to my email, I manage that. Like, if there's something I don't like and I'm sick of seeing, I'll delete, you know, I'll unsubscribe from it. But it's just really convenient because I always check my email. Often I'll click on the link and check out the site and go to their blog or whatever. And I like it. You know, I like that way of receiving content. So I'll go with something that I like too. Like, I like podcasting. That's why I wanted to get into it myself. It just makes sense for me. Newsletter, like I said, newsletters or email lists are another way I like to receive information. So, you know, I think we should go with what is kind of more close to our DNA. I've wanted to do YouTube videos a lot, you know, because I see that it's a great opportunity. A lot of people are doing pretty well with that. But, you know, for some reason, it just hasn't clicked with me. It's just not one of the things that have worked out for me as well. I'll always keep my YouTube channel and keep posting stuff, and it'll probably be more on the animation stuff and all that. But there's a whole community thing going on with YouTube, and that's not something I've been able to plug into. It just hasn't been that great for me. My wife loves it. She does makeup videos and stuff, and she's totally plugged into the community on YouTube of, you know, for the makeup stuff and all that. And so, you know, but that's not something I'm going to focus on. I'll focus on things that make sense to me, that for some reason just work better for me. Email lists and podcasts are, you know, kind of big for me. So I'm going with that. So that's kind of my next thing, is doing that, the email list, and kind of combined with the blog stuff. So there's that. So that's what it is. So for the next 5 days, and when you hear this, it'll be like maybe more like 3, but ending in November 16th, Friday, you know, at 12 midnight, anybody who signs up for the newsletter before then is eligible to be one of the 3 people who I will create a custom, you know, sketch card and send it to you free of charge. As kind of a prize and a thank you for signing up for the email. So, like I said, there'll be 3 people randomly chosen from the number of people, like a lottery type of thing. And, what will happen is I'll pick the 3 people or whatever. They have, like, websites where you can kind of randomly, you know, put everybody in a bucket and get a random pick from that. So I'm going to do that, and then I'll contact those 3 people, find out what they want a sketch card of, and I'll send it to them. I'll make one and send it to them. And so, yeah, that is that's the new contest. And like I said, it will be cool if you sign up for the newsletter, because I'm going to continue to do contests and things like this, free offers, different things. But that you will only know about them probably through the podcast, possibly through the podcast. And like, I'll probably have exclusive contests for different things, but, the newsletter is one I'm really going to focus on. because I want people to check that out and check out my stuff through that. And, you know, that's about it, really. And also, you know, I'll put, like, discount codes and stuff for different things at times. So, you know, there will be definite benefits for signing up. So please, you know, if you go to my site, plexhop.com, it's always right there in the front, on the side bar of the blog. There's a sign-up thing. All you gotta do is throw your email in there, and you will start receiving emails. And I won't be, you know, spammy or anything. Like, it'll always be, you know, some content, you know, or whatever. But it's not gonna be like me constantly pitching, you know, buy this, buy that. You know, there's kind of the ancillary I don't know, the offers, like, there's like a sidebar and a bottom thing where there might be like little offers, but, you know, the main content of it is gonna be like, you know, showing you some of my art or a review or something on a comic, so you can check that out, or, you know, whatever ends up being there. You know, there's definitely, I'm gonna be putting out some, hopefully some good content. So that's kind of my focus. Like I said, I want to be more giving. You know, I want to post things that are more helpful for people than me trying to always ask for money. I'm kind of tired of trying to do that. And especially after, you know, my selling comic series, you know, and me emphasizing the whole point that, you know, building trust, building rapport, you know, targeting the right audience, and, you know, just giving and giving good information and all that. Like, all that stuff is a lot more important than the actual asking for the sale. I want the asking for the sale part to start to become a little more natural, instead of me constantly trying to push for the sale. Which I'm not too bad. I don't think I'm too bad and too spammy with that, but, you know, sometimes that might be all you hear from me, you know, is all, you want to get some commissions going or whatever. So, you know, I want to put that out more like that and give to people more. Another way that I do that is, through the Sketch Daily, group on Facebook and the Comic Projects group on Facebook as well, which, you know, we're behind the scenes, we're ramping that up right now. To do the anthology book. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And other than that, I'm making a shift from not so much focusing on illustration, like trying to get illustration jobs. And yeah, this podcast is more of an update kind of podcast of where I'm, you know, kind of a journal thing. So really focused on trying to get commissions, but instead of illustration work. Yeah, you make more money with illustration work, but I find I'm getting stuck more with that. Having a harder time. You know, like, I will still do illustration, but it'll be when people come to me and ask specifically, without me really pushing for it. 'Cause that's pretty much how it's all happened anyways. But I want to focus on my own projects more anyways. So that's kind of what I'm going to do. I'm going to be focusing on the albums that I'm doing, the Comzilla comic book, and the animations and stuff like that. And then also commissions on the side. I also, another thing that's kind of cool was I started my eBay account. And one thing that I'm thinking about doing, and I've already kind of started, was I put up one comic. Now I've actually put up two comics, but the first comic I put up was Walking Dead number 50, and I kind of just put it up and didn't even, like, post it anywhere online like that I'm doing it, just except for on eBay. And, you know, I put it up for 3 days and then kind of forgot about it, and somebody bought it, which is kind of cool, you know, $10 or something. I think I got, like, overall after with the, you know, shipping stuff, it came out to like $13 or so, or $14 or something like that. And it was cool, you know, to sell a comic. And then what I kind of thought that was kind of cool, if I'm going to maybe do like a little bit of side selling comics, what I'm going to do is slip my comic in there, you know, and say, here's like an extra thing, you know, I make comics too, just a little free gift for you, you know, as a thank you for buying this, and maybe that'll get people into my comics. Or the other thing I'm thinking of doing is doing sketch cards of, like, just little quick sketch cards of whatever comic it is I sell. I'll do, like, a character from that comic as a little bonus, and then put the little sketch card in there, and then put my business card in there, and, you know, maybe I'll get people going to my site checking stuff out more. So, you know, if I can't sell my comics, maybe I can sell other people's comics and then throw my comic in there, and, you know, maybe I'll make $5 to $10 to $20 on a comic or something, which normally I'll sell my comic for like $3. So it's almost like they're buying my comic indirectly. So it's kind of a promotion thing, and but it's a way to give to people too. Like, I like the fact that I can kind of give something extra that adds value in that way. And I don't know, it seems fun. And the first time it worked out, I put one more comic, an autographed copy of New Mutants number 100, the final issue, with Rob Liefeld's autographed. I got that at New York Comic Con last year, 2011, and, you know, I kind of just got it for fun, you know, and all that, but I'm not, you know, so attached to it or anything that I need to keep it for myself or whatever, and it's in good condition, so I figured, whatever, I'll just sell it, you know, cool. I don't have very many comics that are worth much, but I'm thinking about possibly buying things to sell and seeing if maybe I could get some stuff in bulk, and maybe I'll have a few things in there that I could sell. Or, you know, people sell things for as sets, you know, people still make money even on cheap stuff by, you know, putting the shipping is part of the cost, so you actually can make a little money off of some of the stuff. And I don't know, just trying to get rid of some of these old comics and whatnot, and having fun doing it, making it more of a promotion thing. So that's another like little effort I'm doing, and I'm just gonna try to maybe like post one comic up a week or something. I'm not gonna go crazy with it. I'm not trying to be like a breakout eBay seller or anything who makes a living off of selling eBay stuff. Just here and there, make a little cash, you know. So that's that. And then, you know, I'll probably start putting up maybe some original art for sale and stuff, and see how that goes too. Or maybe I'll put up prints or something. We'll see. I think the audience for eBay is more likely to be some people who are interested in this kind of stuff than Etsy has been. Because Etsy, as awesome as that site is, I just don't think the audience was really the audience, the right one for me, you know, and the stuff I make. So that's kind of where that shift is going to go. So there's that, and yeah, that's kind of about it, you know. Like I said, this is more of an update thing. Oh, one other thing I wanted to say was, you know, leanintoart.com, go there. They put up all their workshops for a low price for, I don't know, I think it might be just for November, I'm not sure. But a lot of their workshops are only $10. They used to be like $50, $25. Some of them even a couple hundred or whatever. And so a lot of their podcasts are, they're a big discount. A lot of them are at the $10 range. Some of them are at like $40 or something like that. But regardless, it's a great deal. I already went and got a few of them myself. Plus, no matter what you buy, even if you buy one $10 one, you get like two or three workshops worth more of extra stuff. For free, just for signing up and buying one thing. So it's definitely a good deal, way worth checking out. I'm going to try to get some more, take advantage of the situation, because I just don't have a lot of money to buy them, you know, at the regular price. I would have still tried to buy them at the regular price, but, you know, maybe one or two a year, you know, at that rate, you know, I wouldn't be able to get so many. But like I said, I'm gonna try to, you know, get some more while this offer lasts. But definitely go there, leanintoart.com. Great workshops on making comics, on video games, on character building, on, you know, story writing, coloring. There's so many good stuff. Selling Comics by Tyler James, there's one. The one I've talked about a lot, the Absolute Consent, about getting the most out of your convention experience. You know, there's just a lot of good content there for a very cheap price. It's worth it. Go check it out. Get some, you know, you got to educate yourself, you know, if you want to get better. And that's really, you know, a lot of us are always get stuck in ruts because we don't take the time to educate ourselves. And this is a good way to really get into it. So definitely go check out leanintoart.com. And so there's that call to action. And then obviously the go to plexhop.com, sign up free for the email list, and you could get a free sketch card from yours truly. And that's about it. You know, as always, I really thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You might notice that this isn't the final part to the Selling Comics series. Actually, I may not even do the fourth part, because that part is, the fourth aspect is closing the sale, which, you know, you can find that everywhere. Like, every day, people are posting the five things to, you know, get the sale or whatever, like asking for the sale, all that stuff. Like, that's the majority of the advice people get. You want to focus on the other things, you know, building rapport, finding your core audience, give, and then asking for the sale comes pretty naturally. So, you know, that's it, really. I don't really want to go into all that. There's a lot of different techniques, but depending on what you're selling, a lot of these techniques may or may not work for closing the sale. But that information's out there. Go look up Zig Ziglar's book on closing the sale. He's got a million different techniques on it. You know, the advice for that is a dime a dozen. Like, it's all over the place. So I'm not going to really focus on that. You know, I focus on the part that was important to me and that I think is important to all of us. So, you know, if you want to hear more about that, fine. You know, maybe, you know, if there's a lot of people who really wishes that I, you know, went more into that, then, you know, I'll try to do a podcast on that. But if I don't hear anything, you know, I'm not going to really push towards that. So, yeah, anyways, so that's about it. Thank you once again, as always, for listening to the Escape Artist Podcast. You guys are awesome. You know, people always say, you know, I couldn't do this without you, or, you know, but it's so true. Like, the encouragement that I get from, you know, my audience is huge. I mean, I've gotten people sending me free stuff, from, because they're, you know, from this, and, you know, I've gotten people buying commissions because this, and just leaving comments and being encouraging and helpful towards me, sending me links of things that would help. And I mean, you guys are awesome. You know, it's just, the support is tremendous, and, you know, thank you very much. And you know, I definitely suggest, if you're out there and you're just kind of making your art on your own, if you don't want to feel lonely, you know, try to either put out a podcast or get regular on YouTube or blog or something like that, because the support that you will get from it, it's not like in hordes or anything, it's not like a huge amount of people or anything, but the support that you do get, it's so much better than just doing it on your own and not hearing anything, you know. So it's definitely helpful, encouraging to have you guys be in that audience, and just to have that community, really, because that's really what it is. It's not so much, you know, I'm this guy on this pedestal making this stuff and you guys are fans of it. It's more of a community, so it's awesome. Thank you again for listening, and with that, I will see you on the next Escape Artist Podcast, and that's about it. Thank you. Talk to you later.